Okay, let's begin. We're up to Siman Yud Ches. We're in the middle of Beis. I have a different print than you have, so I'll just tell you the Simonim. Siman Yud Ches, Sifkat and Beis. We're up to the middle of the Ma'arif. I have a different... I'm using here a safer. We ran out of the handouts. Page Kuftes. Page Kuftes. How many lines down from the top? Of the Ma'arif. So the middle discussing the analogy mafsik between the bracha gual yisrael and tefillah. That this concept of being somech gula litfila. Now let me just explain this very. What's the inyan of being somech gula litfila? We say gual yisrael, and you say you start the shemoneh esrei. So the most popular answer given by Mefarshim is when Klal Yisrael were redeemed at the time of Mitzrayim, the pasuk says vayaminu b'Hashem. Uve Moshe after. That's after the fact. Before the fact, when Moshe came to Klal Yisrael and he told them that Hashem pokad, Hashem has remembered you, what does the pasuk says? Vayamein ha'am. They believed. That's a fascinating, credible pasuk. They believed in the beginning, and they believed at the end. They had a emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the entire process of Gula strengthened their emunah. That means Gula is not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on the emunah, the faith that Klal Yisrael had in the entire process of Geula, from beginning all the way to the end. When Moshe came and told them, "You're suffering, do not worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has remembered you, He's going to redeem you, Vayamein Ha'am, we believe you, we're ready to go." They left Mitzrayim, Vayaminu B'Hashem U'V'Moshe Avdol, we now have even more faith. We believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah, Geula, the biblical Geula carried with it the essence of Emunah, faith. When you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important thing you need is emunah. If you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer your problems, can help you in your prayers, then why bother davening? You stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you daven, you bow, you ask, you make many requests. You have to have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer your prayers if He wants. Will He want? That's another issue. Well, if we want to give you what you asked for, that we're not discussing. But it's a bracha levatala to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're not going to believe, have full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has the power to answer your prayers and to do what He wishes. So when we're semech gula tefillah, what we're doing in essence is, this is a popular approach. Rabbeinu Yonah, he explained this in greater detail, but the idea is with Samech Gul Lutzfila, we are bringing ourselves to a level of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we come to Him and ask of Him, make our requests in the tefillah of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's why it's critical. We may not be mafsik. Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. We learned, then you take your 3 steps forward and you start Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. There may not be any hefsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik with answering Amen to the Baruch of Goal Yisrael. What do we do? So we learned last week, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibor. The Shliach Tzibor is supposed to say L'chatchil the words Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael out loud, not like what some do, which is not necessarily wrong, but it's not the approach that's given by the Mishnah Berurah and by many of the more popular commentators. Not proper for the Shliach Tzibor to say Baruch Ato Hashem and then phase out. It's not that you're giving too much chashivas to the tzibur. The tzibur has to lift themselves up to the shliach tzibur. They should finish off together with the shliach tzibur, and that way you don't have an issue because you're not allowed to answer amen after your own bracha. There's another solution given, which is to say it before. If you're ahead, I don't know if it's ideal, but it's also been brought down in the I think the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that if you say Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael before the Shliach Tzibur says Goal Yisrael, so you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik. There's no shaila. I don't know if that's ideal because all right, but that's what it says. So either the best thing for sure is to say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. The next best thing is to say Baruch Ato Hashem before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Goel Yisrael, the worst thing to do is to say it afterwards, to be fall behind. Because if you fall behind, you're not yet up to the Shemona Esrei. So there's no issue at this moment in time of being mafsik between Goel Yisrael and Hashem Sifos HaTiftach, because you have not yet said you are Goel Yisrael. But on the other hand, within Birchus Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Are you really not? Maybe yes, maybe not. You're putting yourself in a very difficult situation. Halacha l'maaseh, so you're not mafsik. But it's not a good place to be. It's not a good situation to be in. The best thing is to say Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael Tchilas Shliach Tzibur, and then you have no shaila. Now, what about Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv, we don't have this issue because we have Geula Arichta. After we say the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, we have Hashkiveinu. So it's not yet the Zman for Shmona Esrei. And therefore, there's no issue. You're allowed to be mafsik. So it says over here, v'mayriv, what do we do by mayriv? Kevon she'ein ha-brocha sh'lefnei Shmona Esrei mesayemes b'goal Yisrael. We have Hashkiveinu, and then we have Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'yamein, the long brocha shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad, which was said, what? There's a mutala hafsik. K'mor b'shar makayim bein perik l'perik. Koydim v'shmona es prime. Now we go to the next leaf. When Ma'ariv Yolada ins amen, there's no issue. People should, of course, ins amen to all the brachos after Shliach Tzibur. Next, and then the Shliach Tzibur says Kaddish. The Shliach Tzibur says Kaddish. So we don't have the same degree of being samech gula l'tfil at night that we have by day, and that's why there's no issue. You are allowed to be mafsik and ins amen. Next halacha. Koydim v'shmona es shalom. It's a tefillah for the tefillah. You pray that you should be successful in your praying. Even tefillah requires siyat shmaya, so that's not called a hefsek. Aval haposik kishem Hashem ekra lo yomar. That is a hefsek. That's superfluous. The shachris ki im b'musav v'mincha yom yukoidim Hashem sifosai tiftach. What if you say it out loud? Okay, the Chiluk Edeus, the Mishnah Berurah says that Hashem Sifosai, you go to a shul where the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Sifosai Tiftach Ufi Agid Losecha, or they start Kitshem Hashem Ekra. So should you do this? So the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly Balachash, you should not say, if you daven Mincha or any Tzvila, you should not say Hashem Sifosai Tiftach Yishem Hashem Ekra. You shall say it in an undertone, but you should say it. It's said over the name of Rav Soloveitchik that he disagreed. I'm not exactly sure the details, but it's said over there. Rav Soloveitchik said that you should say it out loud. So the Achiluk Ideas, I believe you see a Muslim from YU, very often they will say it if the meaning of the shul, you have to follow the meaning of the shul, just because that's what the tradition is, but you have to follow the meaning of the shul. They I think in Yeshiva University, if I'm not mistaken, it's more popular to say Hashem Sifosai Tiftach, and at the end, Yehi L'Ratzon, out loud. But again, the Mishnah Berurah explicitly says not to do so, to say it Balachash. Chiluk Ideas, the best thing is always to follow the Minhag Hamokah. That is always ideal. Okay. Now the next thing is also, but it's also very important, this is a very big problem, when you finish one Esrei, you get to later on, you're supposed to say, you're supposed to say that. You're supposed to also in an undertone. Problem is, on a day when you don't say Tachlon, Tzibur gets on edge, and if they detect even a slight pause, that you're not saying Kaddish, HaMivarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, and you know better than they that today there is no Tachnun, but you need a second and a half to say Yihyu L'Ratzonim Refi, but if you say it in an undertone, they're going to start screaming, Kaddish, 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 Yiskadal, Yiskadal, or Shabbos Mincha. Yiskadal, Yiskadal, no Tzidkatzcha. So what is one to do? I don't know. I don't know the answer. So what are the house rules? The house rules are to skip it. So there are many Balei Tefillah that just skip it. They just say, Mrechas, and Yisrael, Bashalom, Yiskadal. It's part of the sentence. No, don't chat me.
It ruins the segue in the negin of the nusach. You know, if you say yula rotzon, it like breaks.
It breaks the whole.
So the kaddish follows the, you know, after shalom.
But the oilam gets very impatient.
People get confused.
I don't know what the answer is, but that's most of the time they just don't say it. It just. God will cover our brias. God will cover our brias. Hamarech Moshel Bashalom Yiskadal. You can't. If you're going to say it, you have to say it the right way. They're not going to say it. It doesn't come out of the mouth. No, but let's say during the week. I use this all the time. Go to mincha, you know, regular mincha, and that's the shas. He wants to say yehiyula ratzah. They don't let him because they're not out of time. They want to show that you don't say tachanun today. Today it's erev shchodesh. You don't say tachanun.
They think he's waffling.
Right. So it's definitely a problem. But you don't have that problem when you say Hashem Tzifasai Tiftach. And therefore there is no excuse in the world for the Shliach Tzibur not to say it Balachash Hashem Tzifasai Tiftach Yishem Hashem Eka, because no one is holding you up when you're beginning the Shemona Esrei. Next, Hamispalal Tzach Shiedar Shashchina, when a person not only has to know, be aware, Shashchina Kinegdish is in front of him, Kamoshinama Shifchi Kamaim Libech Neich Hashem, I'll pour out my heart like water before Hashem, V'yoyer HaKavani, you shall arouse intent, V'yosir Kol HaMachshavos HaTordos, so you have to remove any distracting thought, Ad Shetishor Machshav Shavtei Chavonosa L'Zoch HaBetil, until your thoughts are clear in davening. V'yachshav Ki Ilu Hoyim Mechav Edel Lefnei Melech Bosser of Adam, if a person will be sitting for a king Bosser of Adam, V'vado Hoyim Mesad Edvodov, or Mechav Vam Yof, if you speak to the president in front of a king, you would speak with clarity, with dignity, Lebal Yikoshel, not to stumble, Kal V'choymer Lefnei Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'tzarech Lechav in Lefanov Es Machshavto, you have to be Mechav Mechav Kavana, Ki Lefanov Yisparach Shemo, because you are in his presence. Thought is equivalent to speech. The Chol HaMachshavos Hu Choker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu investigates your thoughts. The Kodem HaTfilo Yachshav Mirimus HaKel Yisroch Shemo, you shall think about the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shiflus Adam and your lowliness. The Yasser Kol Tanugei Adam Milibai, remove from your heart all enjoyments, all desires of self indulgence. Humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard yesterday from Rav Shur, he said, why is it today that it's very hard to come to Yirat Shamayim? In previous generations, we read, we study, we hear, they were without question on a much higher level of Yirat Shamayim. And he said very posh, he says, because today in the world, in the secular world, no one is afraid of anything. It used to be, 100 years ago, people were afraid for their lives. They were kings, and they were governments, there was tyranny. It wasn't a good thing, but it was a metzias. People lived their life in fear. They knew what fear was. I mean, it's a horrible thing, but that's the way it was. They lived a life of fear. They didn't know what's going to be the next day. It was therefore very easy to channel that fear of government and of man and of corruption, of violence, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, we live tremendous bracha, free country, law and order. There's no fear. No one's afraid of anything to even go. Okay, but relative to ancient times, not so ancient times, it's an incredible bracha that we live in a generation, we've been raised, a new generation, there is no such thing as fear. There are rules, there are punishments, there are fines, there are certain things put in place, but it's not, everyone has rights, even the worst criminal lives like a king. Especially the criminals. They have more rights than the people who are the good people. There's no fear. And if there's no fear, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still have the Melech Malchei Amlochim, how is one expected to all of a sudden have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't even know what fear is. And it's a problem. It's not a problem we want to solve very easily, but it's something which is a very important insight. Next, I'm a spaltzach shechavin liboy beferish amilus. When you daven, you have to be mechavin the translation of the word shehu moitzi b'swasaf shenemar tochin libam, prepare your hearts, takshiv oznecha, may your ears listen. When you prepare your heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prepare your hearts, may I misspell that Hashem's the different perushim what this pasuk means. One perush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about kasha, that Hashem's ear shall listen to our prayer, or it means that we shall be moitzei, it means our ears shall hear what comes out of our lips. We say the words, we should say it loud enough in a whisper that our ears can actually hear what's coming out of our lips. In Perush Ashkenaz, there are many sidurim that have German translation. So everyone here, I'm sure, is fluent in German. They have no problem learning the Perush Amilos by reading a German translation of of the Siddur. And of course today, Baruch Hashem, there's no shortage of Siddurim with all different types of translations. The person does not know the translation. At least humble yourself. When you're davening, recognize that you're saying holy words. So he says, originally, let's a person is davening, and suddenly, all of a sudden, you have a disturbing thought. What should you do? So it says, here, it says what to do. This is the halacha. Yishtaik, just stop. Don't go forward. Don't continue davening the Shemoneh Esrei, thinking the thoughts, your plans for the day. Stop, pause, and think over what you want to think about. Get it over with. And then, after you clear your mind, then continue. If you can do that, it's a very good idea if you have time. Yishtaik, take a break. Middle of Shemoneh Esrei, every so often, you take a break. Just stand there, clear your thoughts, and before you go further, you prepare. V'yamtin ad she'tispat al ha'machshava. Yachavin raglov zo'etzel zo. Ki'ilu einam el achas. Lihidamos l'malochim shnemar v'raglim regli yishar. Kloimar raglim nirizk regli achas. A person puts 2 feet together like a maloch. Malochim have only one leg, only one foot. So when you put our 2 legs together, we try to resemble malochim. V'yakuf roshay mat. And you shall bend your head a little bit, lamata. V'yizkar einav, you shall close your eyes. Shelo yistakum shum davar. So here he says that some people like to close their eyes. Oh, the mistametuch. So let's say everyone is different. You cannot generalize. Everyone should do what they're comfortable doing. No two people are the same. Some people they daven better when they look in a sitter. Some people who know the know by a palpeh, they'll daven. Some have a balance. There's certain things they say by heart. Certain things they say from the sitter. The mistametuch sitter lo yos inav in a sitter v'yanich yadav al libo. So here is something very interesting which we don't do today. You shall put yadav al libo, yeminay al smol. First, put your left hand on your heart, and on top of the left hand, put your right hand. Unbelievable. Anyone's going to do this today? No one does this today. For Yispal Belev Shalem, Be'emo V'yiru V'achna, Ki'oni Ha'oimed B'Pesach. Picture yourself as if you're a poor man sitting by a Pesach asking for a handout. That's how a person shall feel. V'yaitse Es Hamilz B'Pi B'Kavona, U'V'Diktuk V'Yispal Kolech Lofi Hanusuch Shaloi, Hein Ashkenaz, Hein Svard, do whatever you're accustomed to, Chudayme, Kulam Yisaydaisam Behare Kodesh. All of the Nuschos have a sherish. Don't mock anyone else's Nusach. There's Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svar, Nusach Arizal. Every Nusach has its roots. They're all holy. Aval al yarev tables minuscha minuscha. Don't mix the two. Because there are a certain number of words and letters, and these things have great meaning, even though we don't know what they mean, but it's not proper to mix up. Don't take a bracha. Oh, I like how the Ashkenazim do the bracha of Atachonin, but I like how the Sfardim do Shema Kuleinu. I like Avrachamim Shema Kuleinu. I like it. So you know what? I'm going to say my Shema Kuleinu. It's going to begin Avrachamim Shema Kuleinu. But for Atoch, I like, they have this nusach with Atoch, I like the Ashkenaz. That you cannot do, that is not proper. You have to be consistent. Period. He called nusach of tevos, every nusach, tevos secha.
Nusach Sfard, and yeah. He's about him, he's a shot. And the
Karl Davin's
nusach Ashkenaz.
So it goes down.
The silent one, nusach
Sfard. So the end, because when you daven, it's practice. Shalom Shemoneh Esrei is meant l'chatchila as a practice run for what you're going to do for the tzibur, and therefore you have no right to be mezalzel in the honor of the tzibur. You have to practice, and you read over when you daven the Shalom Shemoneh Esrei, the mitzvah you're going to do for them when you finish. Even though you're a bucky, but you still be back and forth. Many people today in this cholent society that we live in daven Shachris, Ashkenaz, and Mincha Svar and Ma'ariv sometimes. Like this, sometimes like this. Everyone is all mixed up today. Many people are fluent in both. When I was in Ovel, I always pretty much daven. I always daven Ashkenaz. Even I daven Sfarz. But when in Ovel, so you daven for the Amud. So you have to daven the Nusach of the Tzibur. So you get to pick up both. And it's after a period you become fluent. Many people are fluent in both Nuschos.
So basically, if you're diving in an Ashkenaz shul, you should not be diving in the Nusach Sfar.
You can. privately, as long as you're not davening for the amud. If you're davening in a nusach sar shul for the privately, you can do whatever you want, and you should do. You should do your tradition. There are many rabbanim. There are many rabbanim of very prominent shuls, and they daven. The shul davens one nusach, and the rav is like a legend. Like his, the rav is greater than the shul. And the Rav is there for a whole life, 30, 40 years. For all 30, 40 years, he's davening the other nusach. And people don't even know. He's davening privately because that was his nusach. That's what he did, Kam Shaman, and that's what he does. I think of one particular Rav in the neighborhood. I'm not sure, so I don't want to say the name. I'm pretty sure there's a very, very famous Rav.
Rav, in Bush, I know that he's smart.
Yeah.
And he davens Ashkenaz because he started the minyan, so because there was a lack of Ashkenaz, he wanted to attract the Ashkenaz.
Right. So that's very kind. But we dying for the Amud. Yeah. Yes, yeah, whatever the Tzibah, absolutely, whatever the Tzibah does. If you're in an Ashkenaz shul,
yeah.
Right?
First of all, I've seen in Israel, they say everything together.
Yeah.
So it's also the Svar and the Yatzma, and everybody waits for each other. In America, it's not the case.
I don't know. I hear a lot of different things that go on in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is more of a mishmash. The more accommodating to everyone.
Yes.
In America, it's not like that. Yes. Ruba de ruba. In America, you got to stick. This is the minute. Yeah.
Okay.
Depends where. And you do the sad. No problem. And no one's giving him a hard time.
He shouldn't.
We'll kill you. Call the Olim Gvar. Call the Olim Gvar. Look, I daven often in Chaim Berlin. If you'll say the Yatzmach B'Kurnei, they'll throw you out. They'll tell you politely, you know, very nice, but that's just not the way we do things here. There's a system over here. You got to follow the rules. You don't want to follow the rules. No, privately. Because the people listen very carefully. Everyone is quiet. There's no talking during Kaddish. And you have to answer. You have to say it together. You want to start doing your own thing, you know, very nice. Not here. Go somewhere else.
In Israel, what they do is they wait. That means
even in the yeshivas, even in the okay, that's what they do. There's a mix. Okay. If that's how it is, every place is different. Generally speaking, you see here what I've seen here in this community. I can't speak anywhere outside of Dalet Amos. In this community, is people every shul sticks to their custom. You're a guest. You got to follow the rules. It's not hefkeres. The world is not. This is a nusach Ashkenaz shul. Everyone should say it together. You don't say here. There's nothing wrong with it, but that's just not the way we do things here. That's not the custom here. Fine. Let's go for it. What? Same thing. You have to follow the rules of the shul. That you ever come to shul and they let you daven, you have to ask, what are the rules? Who is in charge? Who is in charge? What are the rules? And you follow the rules. If you don't want to follow the rules, then go somewhere else. So sometimes the rules are, do whatever you want. Those are the rules. Okay, those are the rules. Let's go further. Yizoyer. Okay, let's do some of the Shi'adim Mitzionim Bahalacha. Okay, let's go back. We're up to Vav. Let's go back and let's go to Gimel. I have a different print. I just hope I'm reading the same thing that you're reading. Days Ad Chatzos Hayom Yad Ad Chatzos Hayom. Because this has a lot more. It's a shame that we can't do this. Okay, you have to ask. Yechav Raglov, so that was the last one we're up to?
Yes.
Yechav Raglov? Okay, it's a shame. Alright. Yechavain Raglov, Kaz B'chayadim, Vavu B'mishna Burah, Doeme B'tfil V'nistapik, Bezadin, Eich Yispalel, Kagoyin Shashach. Now, before you go further, I want to tell you one important thing, which is not mentioned over here, it's mentioned in the Mishnah Burah. People, this is not so simple. Different opinions. When you put your two feet together, some people have a hard time putting their feet together. Now, ideally, people make this mistake. I once heard from someone, gave me this whole talk about this. You don't have to put your feet together toe to toe. You put the back together, you put the heel, and you can turn it on an angle. That's not true. That's not ideal. Ideally, regulation of the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, if you can, you should put your 2 feet together completely, the back together and the front together. That's it. That is the ideal. Only in the event where a person cannot do so, some people have a difficult time with their feet, they can't, then the next best thing is, they have a choice, the front or the back, put the back together, and you can tilt, and you can, the front, okay, the back together. But l'chatchila, if you can put both together, you put both together. Okay, then there are people that unfortunately it's hard, they can't put their feet together, their feet are not... So then you have no choice. You do the best that you can. That's a Shemona Esrei. That's also for Kaddish. That's the Kaddish. You're supposed to put your feet together when you say Kaddish. Not the Shemona Esrei, Kedusha, Kaddish. Whether you're saying Kaddish for whether an Avil is saying, or whether you're davening for the Amud. When you're davening for the Amud, you're supposed to put your feet together. What about when you get an Aliyah? When you get an Aliyah, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, I'm getting an Aliyah, are you supposed to put your feet together? I think the Chiluk is this. If you're supposed to put your feet together, just stand in one place. Can you put your feet apart? When you get in the Baruch Hues Hashem Hamavaruch, Baruch Hashem Havaruch, when you make the bracha, I'm not sure if you mechuyev to. Okay, but another interesting thing, this I had a discussion with someone Friday night, Mogin Avos. Okay? Someone gave me a hard time about this, not so long ago. I told a kid, a 13-year-old kid who was davening Ma'ariv Friday night, think about this. Anyone here daven Ma'ariv Friday night often?
For the
Amud. Friday night we say Magen Avos. Let's say you're the Shliach Tzibur. You're Shliach Tzibur. So there are a lot of halachas. First of all, you should know it's very complicated. You don't only say Magen Avos and a minyan kavua. You have to make sure that the minyan, it's a minyan, it's an established minyan. No. You don't do Magen Avos. If it's a Sheva Brachas, you're making a Simcha, you have a temporary meeting in the house, you don't say Magen Avos. You only say Magen Avos in a minion, established minion. That's number one.
In a shul, a private minion?
In a shul, a private minion?
A shul's like here, they have it all downstairs, they rent it to you, you make a minion?
Tough Shaila. It's a Bracha Levatala. You rent a hall, and you make a minion in the hall, and you're using the hall, and it's not part of the Shul Beis Medrash?
No.
L'chore not. It's not a good idea.
In the center, you make a minyanim there.
No, not so simple.
On other occasions?
You shouldn't do it. Not simple. The next thing is, you don't. The chaz, and people make all the mikvahs, like all the time. You're not supposed to begin Magen Avos until the tzibur completely finishes. It was only established, that was the takan. It was only established for the latecomers, people who come late. They have a shul who come late into the fields, and you don't want them to walk home alone. So you want to slow down the end of davening. Everyone should walk home together. So that's only when you have a real shul. If you don't have a real shul, you're just a makeshift minyan in your house, you don't say Magen Avos. The next thing people make is a mistake all the time, you're not supposed to begin to say Magen Avos until the entire tzibur finishes. It's a kel hagadola konei shemayim v'oretz, and then the tzibur starts saying Magen Avos, so the shliach tzibur right away also starts, he chimes in with them, Magen Avos, and then he just waits the last few words, they finish up, that is wrong. That is forbidden. You must wait. It's a long wait. You got to wait for everyone to finish, and then you start the chazanas. Magen Avos. Okay, that's the point of halacha. Now, here's the part I want to make in reference to what we just learned. It's a chazaras hashatz. Two more things. Do you bow down? Baruch atah Hashem. Do you put your feet together? When you say this entire thing from the beginning of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Avraham Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Hakel Hagadol Hagibov Hanaroh Hakel Elyon Konei Shemayim Va'aretz Magen Avos, do your feet have to be together, and do you bow down Baruch Atah Hashem like you do for the Shemona Esrei? So bowing down, it's a machloikis. It's not so simple. There are different opinions in the poskim, but there's no harm in bowing down, and you should put your feet together. Recently, I was in the minyan Friday night, and a 13-year-old boy davened Magen Avos farted for the first time, and his feet were not anywhere in it together. He was running around when he was saying this. So I told him, this is chazaras hashatz. You're supposed to put your feet together. and you're supposed to bow down. It's a chazar, it's a minor chazar sashatz. So this is something to keep in mind. Anytime you do something which has kedusha, there is an inyan putting your feet together like a malach, and ideally the 2 feet should be 100% together. Mishnah Berurah says it's beferish, not just the back but the front as well. Not like people get into this habit, bad habits die hard. Not this bad habit where they put their ankles together and their feet spread out in different directions. Oh, that's a malach. The malach has the look at the pictures.
Some people can't help themselves.
Now let's just do one halacha at a time. One halacha. Let's do over here. Chavin raglof. This one little piece. Kasa b'chayadam v'huva b'mishne bura. He made b'tfilah min nistamik v'yaz adin. He davening shona esrei. You forgot to say mashav ruch moregeshen. Or you forgot to say v'sein beracha. Or you forgot to say whatever you forgot to say. I don't know what to do now. What should I do? I don't know the halacha. Can I go over to the shelf and take out a sefer? And I know that in the back of the art school, tell me exactly what to do. I know if I'll ask the rabbi, he'll tell me what to do. Are you allowed to be masik in the middle of Shemona Esrei to go ask a question? What do? The answer is definitely yes. It's not called a hefsek. You can, you know, even though people think your feet are together, they think that breaking your feet is worse than talking. Breaking, like when you break your feet, it's like it's over. You've canceled the Shemona Esrei and you have to start all over again. That's not true. Keeping your feet together is a custom. Talking, that's the serious business. But you're even allowed to walk over to the bookcase to take out a sefer and to ask a shayla. What should you do? Look what it says. You're allowed in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. You're all the way in the front. Can you imagine all the way in front? You know in the back of the sefer will tell you exactly when you walk all the way back to the shul. Mutar leilich memakam lemakam miyuchad le'ayin shem sefer. V'chei mutar lo lishol hadin. You can ask the rabbi in the middle of the Shemona Esrei.
What can he answer?
Yeah, well, wait until he finishes his Shemona Esrei. Of course. Lishol hadin. Uvenishmas adam sham hevi arayos lezayin sham. Okay, so this is something which many people are shocked. When they hear this halacha, they're shocked. You're allowed to walk and break your posture, and you're allowed to ask with your mouth, I forgot to say Morid Hatol, or Mashif Haruach, what should I do? Venerly Oath. Let's say you're in a shul on Rosh Hashanah and you're diving along Shemona Esrei, or let's say Nusach Sfar, where they say the Tekiyos in the silent Shemona Esrei, and the Baal Tekiyah blew it, literally. Pun intended, he did the wrong set. Right, he did the wrong set of tekiyah. He's supposed to do now tekiyah, true tekiyah, and he did now tekiyah, shvarim tekiyah. So people are going, what is this guy doing? The spell tekiyah. So are you allowed to tell him, sir, you know, you blew it. In the middle of the Shemona Esrei, you know? The answer is no. Because it doesn't make a difference. So he did this tekiyah, that tekiyah. It doesn't make sense. So it's mashma. Umashmi zed the imhoyu ma'akvas. The only reason why you're not allowed to speak is because it doesn't make a difference. So you blow this tekiyah, that tekiyah. As long as you blow 30 tekiyahs while the day is over, you're okay. But if it's ma'akvas, mutter lahafsik. Vachinami mistanik bedin keitza yinsanik shorin lahafsik. The bottom line is the chatchila. You're allowed to be mafsik, break your 2 steps, and go with shalak. We'll stop.